Hey, Coach, it's Zach Cons from KSOM. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
Coach, you earned a big win against Perry last week. The team performed as planned, as it seemed to be. What was the goal going into that game last week?
Clean up some mistakes. You know, we needed to play a little bit cleaner with our penalties-wise and also with our execution, you know. Alignment-wise, defensively, we needed to get lined up a little bit more effectively, and you know, we accomplished some of those goals. There's still things that we need to work on that way, but offensively we were looking to be a little bit more assignment sound, and we still had some assignment breakdowns, but you know, overall I think we did improve.
Looking at some of your athletes overall, Will Arkfeld looks like he's becoming more comfortable in the quarterback position. He had 217 yards, 3 touchdowns last week. What got him to the point where he's at right now in his career overall?
He's been a good quarterback for the last 3 years, and we've seen him in practice. You know, he just had somebody that was pretty darn good in front of him slinging the ball around. So, you know, he's getting a little bit more experienced out on the field, and, you know, he's put in the work to do that. He's a very talented kid, so it's starting to click for him.
The defense, kind of just switching gears here a little bit, they seem to remain consistent. You guys are just allowing 15.5 points per game. What's been the key to the defense, and who are some players in that defense that have been, you know, really that key element as well?
Well, I think our defensive coaches do a fantastic job over there. They put a lot of time and effort into this. Coach Brummer and Coach Carney and Coach Browse, those guys, they work well together. And, you know, the kids buy into the product that they're selling. So, you know, they know that if they do their job, that good things are going to happen on that side of the ball. You know, I think Sorfenden's probably, Matthew, he's probably the leader on that side of the ball. And, you know, Quinn Kester's back there. He's starting to figure out that position a little bit better in the secondary. You know, we're gonna be tested in all three levels of the defense this week. So, you know, they got a big challenge in front of them with Nevada. They like to do some different things, and they have some talented guys for sure.
Speaking of Nevada, they're going to match up against you this Friday in a district matchup. They've only lost one game this season. I don't think they've played the level of competition you guys have yet, but regardless, they're still a good team. What's the game plan going into this competition on Friday?
Well, as you know, with RPI and all that stuff, W's and L's are the only things that matter. So, you know, they're 5-1, and bad teams don't end up 5-1. They're a real good football team. They're well coached. They got some big kahunas in there, and you know, that's concerning, because we're not super huge as a team overall. But you know, I think we've got to play clean. We've got to make sure that we go execute our game plan offensively and defensively. We kind of trust the guy next to us to do their job, so we can do our own individual job. You know, and that's football in a T. I mean, everybody's going to tell you that, but everybody's got to do their job so that every job on the field can get done. But defensively, you always have to give up something, so there's always the chance.
And with 3 weeks left, what would you like to see in your athletes over these next 3 weeks in terms of just progression and getting ready, just continue the rest of the season?
We always focus on improvement, whether it's, you know, recognizing things faster so we can get lined up better and have better alignment scheme, you know, whether it's, you know, your actual skill on the field or your reaction times. You know, those are things that can definitely develop over the course of a season. You always see that from week 1 to week 8-9. Guys are playing faster on both sides. It doesn't matter if you're an 0-7 or an 0-8 team or an 8-0 team. Both teams are improving and reacting to things faster. And so we always focus on just improvement through the week and improvement day to day, and, you know, try to get, you know, 1% better through a day.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time here this morning, and good luck on Friday.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Go Cyclones.